ena yon kwa se.
Amen.
Obo ne fo pam ye tri soa. Omo omo jine tri nyina yakwa.
Amen.
San se wewra dia ye wo nse mo no. Abasa emu ye du.
Amen.
Awukuta tren ne abasa. Bedo kura wo ba. Osefo ne jine 20 min hwem om influence.
Amen.
Wo de se nya wadimu an ba aduma. Wenimu adum anadwia.
Yes, Lord.
Bible says, "Baby, I bear you, but some be share over ready with him now. We attend."
Amen.
So no question, man. I be one my in share with you.
Yes, Lord.
The bomb pie say, "You manam ni boja bias in change."
Amen.
However, they said, "You oba manam fem." Now come when you must say, "My next trip don't want be do what you tell when you know." And I be early say, "Bien."
Amen.
Emma, I have four months son of
all. Amen.
No, don't put him. Emu bunye on the wall.
Amen.
We need ready use.
Lord.
Bible said, "You now tell your ram." What is son of you?
Amen.
But what if I would be brave,
oh Lord.
And what some son of my friend Petri be?
Amen.
Our dear, and your dear.
Yes, Lord.
A generality, yes, with him, if you have to have a good cover.
Amen.
But if I'm from Swobiache,
amen.
I'm going to get a young and also.
Amen.
To me, be in Philbessoretti and a dream.
Yes, Lord.
So we are afraid, you know, with him, we say, I'm going to train.
Amen.
Bible said, there were right, a woman who won a farm with you.
Hallelujah.
I found him, my dear.
Amen.
For Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
I'm sure for a trust and me and call Roman form, which you do me in the same back on enemy, a familiar spirit, a scripture, in and I yet a kind.
Let us open our scriptures to
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Mo fa mo ni pebia si ho se afore a yete ase a eye konkon a eso onyankopon ni ene mo nyam som a adwene wo mu no verse 2 amo nyam ho se wiase yi nemo mo fa adwene foforo ye ensa kira mo ama so de onyankopon pa eye eso ene no aye pe no ahwe amen
amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. If you think I say, when you go to or throw any assassin,
amen.
Not assassin, yes, sakasaka, any moon. I assume it will go no any. You go to one who two and sue no any.
Amen.
When you go to one car, say, any high, and I high. Amen.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we take our seats as power of transformation.
The scripture that we are going to base on to pray is captioned to me I want and such for you.
Hallelujah.
And answer try it to me.
Amen.
Amen.
And such try it to me.
Amen.
So here I can count somewhere I can count here.
When we notice the scriptures we just read.
Genesis chapter 1.
The book of Genesis chapter 1.
Verse 1 to 3.
Verse
1
to
3.
The Bible says that in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. He created the earth. But the earth was not in the state which God was looking for. The scripture says that it was void. And the darkness was upon the face of the earth. Darkness was on the earth. wherever there is darkness, you cannot see the good things that are there. But the good things that God has placed in the air, because of darkness, we couldn't see all those good things. And God said, let there be light. And when the light came, darkness paved it with. Then the light reigned. And that light was called the day. God created the earth. But the way God was looking for earth, this same earth, that earth was in the Garden of Eden. And Garden of Eden was on the same earth. But because of the darkness that has comprehended the earth, you couldn't behold the good things that the Lord has
done.
But when God spoke and said, let there be light, we saw the light. That it brought good things to the earth.
So
wherever there is darkness, it's resisted the
blessings.
It covers the good things of
God.
So tonight, in the name of our Lord Jesus, if God created the earth and there was something on earth, and God spoke and that light came and darkness made its way. As he created you in his image and
likeness,
any darkness in your life, anything that is overcome in your life, may the Lord speak to you and bring light to you, that it may chase away the darkness. Sickness is darkness. Witchcraft is darkness. Demons is darkness. But the Lord who spoke, that there came light, may he speak to your body. May he take away every darkness. May he cause everything that is dead to receive life. May he cause everything that is destroyed and receive life. Because man was created out of the dust of the earth. So if earth was able to receive
it,
and darkness was not able to comprehend the air, what about you, created in his image and likeness?
The power of transformation.
So we, being the sons and daughters of God, the kind of situation that we
create,
the life that we live, the behavior that we behave, it brought darkness to our lives. But after we have come to seek the Lord, and we have an encounter with the Lord, if the Lord speaks to us, darkness has to pave this way. Darkness has to pave this way. The Bible says that we are not the children of darkness. We are the children of light. So if we be the children of light, it can never happen. Darkness can overshadow the light. As death couldn't overshadow life, so when we are walking,
the Bible says,
that is why the scripture says, wherever that we may be, we should sign for men to see us. We shouldn't put our light behind a
pastor.
We have to place it on a place that will shine towards to everybody. May the Lord help us.
Genesis chapter 15.
When we read Genesis 15,
time to go for the whole verses.
Because of time, when you go home, you can read the whole chapter. God visited Abraham in a vision. And he told him, Abraham, I am your shield. It means that I am your all in all. And Abraham said, God, I have worked with you for so many years. You know that I'm seeking for the fruit of the
womb.
So tonight, as you have visited me, I want to know from you, God, that is it my servant Eliezer from Damascus who is going to be the heir of my house? The Lord told him, no. It is going to be a child of your own loins who is going to be your heir. What will be the proof that my child is going to be my heir as I'm old? The Lord told him, Abraham, get out. Look to the sky. What do you see? He says that I see the stars. Count the stars that you see. Lord, I cannot number the stars. This is going to be your descendant. This is a man standing before the presence of God. He was not having enough strength. And do you know the marvelous things that
he did?
Before he was yet to give birth to Isaac, God has already told him, your descendants shall go into captivity for the times that is to come. And they will be in captivity for 400 years. And after 400 good years, I will go and receive them for and this nation that will rule over them, I, the Lord, will judge them. Abraham was yet to have the child. God was foretelling him what was going to happen. But one thing that I'm telling you tonight, we that is sitting here now, the Lord knows the thought that is thinking about. He knows the time that to do something to glorify him. So we shouldn't run before the Lord. He was speaking to Abraham. He was speaking to Abraham as though he has already received the child. Abraham was yet to receive the child. And the Lord said that your descendant, an old man who was about to die, he was being told that his descendant is going to be the son of the
sun.
Your descendant is going to be like the stars of the heaven.
And
the Lord said, Abraham,
for
you to see that I am faithful, I'm coming to make a covenant with you on this promise. Bring goats. Three goats. These three. Cut them into two. Place one here and the other one there. And when God made the covenant with Abraham, and Abraham believed the word of God, the scripture says that he counted it as righteousness. So the word of God that he believed, the word entered into
his body.
He changed his body. He changed the things that was dead. His wife, who was not able to conceive, the Lord renewed her body.
Abraham
gave birth.
This is power of transformation.
If God speaks, it doesn't matter you are 100 years old, it doesn't matter you are
30
years
old,
stand in your faithfulness that God is
helping.
It doesn't matter the years, it doesn't matter what you
are.
If it is God who speaks, there is no power that can
help.
All the witches, let all your family let all the witches in your
country
to say that they will never allow what's
happening.
If it is the Lord who
spoke
it, whether they like it or not,
as
the Lord has spoken it, surely shall it come. The Bible says, let all men be
light.
Let all men be
light.
But our God, be the faithful. Wherever he has come, oh God, let your children see who you are. If Abraham believed God and his body got changed, if you believe this God, in this same way, your situation will change. It doesn't matter what the doctors have said. The doctors have said, all your kidneys are destroyed. There is no hope. But God is telling me to tell you that I am your healer. I forgive you all your iniquities and healed all your diseases. He doesn't heal part and leave the other. God heals all diseases. So tonight, my brother, if we are be the children of God, and if you are able to walk with the Lord, and if you can walk with the Lord, we have to notice our God that whatever that he has promised, all that he has promised, all that he has said concerning you, there is no power who can overturn it.
But sometimes,
we think that the things that I have been praying for 3 years now, I have to receive my answers. 2 months, I have to receive my answers. Just notice the number of years Abraham walked with the Lord. He has married to his wife.
For 25 years now, woman.
In fear, a dionunumye. They were not having a child.
But that's where
he was still holding the promise of God. As the Lord has promised, before I go to my grave, I will see that it has manifested life. So tonight, what I'm telling you is that don't look at what the body is telling you. Don't look at what medication is telling you. There is someone. If he speaks, whatever that he says, come to us. Whatever that he speaks is fulfilled. I and you are witness. This God abide in us. If he abide in us, if we speak, it is the Lord who lives in us. That is why the scripture says, he that is in us is greater than those that is in the world. If something is greater than the other, then it has power over the one that is greater than. So the one in us is greater than barrenness. The one in us is greater than poverty. The one in us is greater than bad character. So if we speak, it is like God has spoken. The earth was void. The earth was without form. Darkness was on the face of the earth. And God spoke. And darkness was away. And light. Tonight I stand in the name of the Lord. Any darkness in your life, we shall put out all the darkness. We shall go as the children of light. We are going to testify about the light. Because darkness can never comprehend over the light. May the Lord help us. Abraham believed God. And it manifested. About a little time before the promise was fulfilled, God descended in flesh and visited Abraham. Sometimes we think there are things that we have prayed for. Maybe prophecies have come and he couldn't fulfill. 1 month, 2 months, yet it's not fulfilled. Is this from the Lord? This is not how God does his works. As long as we live, and we call ourselves that we are believers, if it is the Lord who has spoken it, we will believe until we go to our grave. Disappointment just take its place. After the Easter meetings, that's Saturday of the Easter meetings, we were praying for those who were seeking the fruit of the womb. Many came to the front. When we were praying, and somebody got a vision that God was giving children to those who were seeking the fruit of the womb. So if you are here at that time, the day that this vision came, it lifts up your faith. Then you begin to tell yourself that before the end of this year, I will conceive. Before the end of the year, I'm going to have a child. At the end of the year, you couldn't be able to conceive. Then unbelief begins to set in. Was it true? Was it from the Lord? Was it true? If you do this, you are putting away your blessing. The scripture says that as your faith is, so shall it be unto you. So don't let Satan bring doubt to the promise of God. When God said that he's giving children to his children, he didn't set a time on it. And Pendudu, you are serving the Lord. Come, the one who gave this promise. If it is the Lord who has said it, this barren womb shall continue to glorify the name of the Lord. He asked the Lord,
Abraham.
Oh, Abraham. Is there anything too difficult for the Lord? If we have this kind of faith, that there is nothing too difficult for the Lord, even though you are amputated, you can place your hand on your leg and you will replace it. This same God created this land. Through his prophet William Branham, he has done it for us to see that he is able to do it. So tonight, may the Lord help us. May he cast away all unbelief from our heart. We have come to your time. The Lord has to have an encounter with him that we may be able to believe all his promises that he is faithful. Because my God that I have believed, there is not a little deceit in him. Tell me what the Lord cannot do. All the things that you have garnished this tabernacle with, whether being the fan or the light or the pillars and the all the it's all took from the creation that the Lord has created. In his wisdom, he knows that men will need all these things. So he placed all these good things into the earth. But when darkness was covering the face of the earth, you couldn't see the good things that the Lord has placed in the earth. So tonight, if you can give way to the Lord and take away all the darkness in your life, take away all the every sickness that is not glorifying him from your life, this is where you are going to see that your body is the tabernacle of the Lord. And you will glorify the Lord with your body. And you see the good things that the Lord has placed in you. May the Lord help us tonight. I'm ending with our brethren, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were the children of the Hebrews who were found in captivity. And the thing that they knew was that the Ten Commandments says we shouldn't have any other God beside our God. We shouldn't bow ourselves to any idols. So this law or this commandment has sinked into their soul. So, and if you are walking with the Lord, sometimes he creates a certain circumstance. See that if indeed you will apply what you say, you confess that you believe. They said that as for ours, we have said to ourselves that even though we are in the city of Babylon, they are worshippers of idols. But as for their idol, for us to bow ourselves, they should cut off our head. And they conversed to the hearing of the king. And the people of the city gossiped to the king. There is these three Hebrew children in this city. They have said that your decree that you have passed, it is an evil decree. They will never bow today or tomorrow. And the king said that it is a lie. They sent to go and inquire. Go and tell them that anybody that fails to bow, we are setting the oven to a certain if the sound is sound and they refuse to bow, you will be placed into the fiery furnace, and this will be your end. And these three boys here, they saw that the furnace has been set. And the sound was sounded. And they told to the king that, king, sound it again. The God that we are working with, it is not somebody who has testified about the God. We have testimony in our own self that he is able to receive us from your hands. Even if he fails to receive us, it is good for us to abide in the word of the Lord than to bow ourselves unto you, the king. We will sacrifice our lives for it. In the people of these three Hebrew children, they never knew that God was in heavens considering whatever they were doing. They have purposed that for us to go contrary to the word of God, we will die instead. What has happened? They have gotten the transformation power in their body fire has not been set before you. You have not been told that you are going to send the lion there. But it is difficult for you to tell the truth. You haven't been threatened. You have all your liberty. You are not able to overcome fornication. You are not able to overcome adultery. You are not able to these people, they were under a threat that if you fail to bow, you shall be killed. But they said, for us to bow, we will be for the Lord. So any spirit that is packing, it is the works of darkness. So tonight, speak to this power. As God spoke to the earth, and light came, and brought all the good things from the earth, take away every darkness from your life. Anything that is besetting you back, the power lies in your mouth. My God says, whatever that you buy, God will buy. Whatever that you set loose, God is going to set loose. You have the power to bound this demon. These three Hebrew children did not bow. God was in heaven. This thing that these three Hebrew boys have done. Sometimes if things like this, I sent my angels. But as for this one, I'm going to defend myself. I will go up before them in the fire. The things that you fear. If God, the word of God tells you to go through it, do everything to go through it, and God will meet you at the end of it. If God tells you to stand for him, in all circumstances, stand for him, and God will be in you in that circumstance. He will never take you apart. He will never let you down. He is faithful in faithfulness. There is no one who has failed the Lord. There is no one who has failed the Lord. That the Lord calls you to say, down in the mountain, it will never happen. My God has never done this. And he will never do it. If these three Hebrew boys stood for the Lord, and God stood for them, are you the one going to stand for him, and God will turn his back for you? We should be serious that our God is ever faithful. If he cannot take us along, he will never call us by our names and call us. As he brought the Israelites from Egypt, those who did not believe the Lord, they were all perished in the wilderness. But those that believe God, they testified the land, the promised land with their eyes, that the land was there indeed. If we believe God, he has prepared a city for us, and our eyes shall behold it. Whether we are dead, whether we are alive, this city is for us. Our Lord Jesus Christ. There was two purpose. That was the reason he came to this world. The scripture says that he came to destroy the works of the devil. That his children who were overpowered by fear, he came to set us liberty. Where did he brought this redemption work? He did this work on the cross of Calvary. He carried all our sins. He carried all our problems. He carried all our cares. He carried all our yokes that we were bearing. And he set it on the cross. I have become the curses. I have become the sickness. I have become the death. So I have brought redemption to you that believe in me. I have nailed it on the cross. So when it was nailed on the cross, and he died in the flesh, and he was taken to the hill, and was buried, and they all knew that hopes were all lost. All his disciples left him to go and do their own businesses. Peter, whom he told him to be the fisherman of men, they all returned their back to fish. They thought that their hopes were lost. But when he was in the grave, he was doing the redemption way. He was binding the powers of Satan. He was binding the powers of Satan. So when he arose on the third day, there he said, I have triumphed over death and hate.
This is the great transformation.
Any and The cavalry that he took all the desire of the cavalry that he took all castles from us. The cavalry had he won. He has brought redemption to his children. The cavalry that he has given us power that if he speaks as a church, it is like God has spoken. Cavalry that he went. He said that we have triumphed over death and hate. That was why Paul was able to say, death, where is your power? God has won victory over it. So as you are walking with the Lord, tell yourself that we believers does not die. We die in the Lord. Because our Lord Jesus Christ has triumphed over death and hell. So tonight, as we are standing on our feet, if you can see the nature of God in our lives, if you can see power of God in our lives, we have to cast away all the works of darkness from our lives, that we may be able to invite the one who does all things perfect, Lord Jesus Christ, that Lord, come into my life. Chase away all the works of the darkness. Let it be me and you, the Lord and the Lord alone. If the Lord spoke, and Abraham was able to hear and able to ask questions, that God, who is going to be the heir, and God told him, Abraham, come out and look to the sky. And he looked to the sky. It means that he heard the voice of the Lord. We are all the children of the Lord. There is a relationship between us and our Father. If God speaks to us, we have to hear his voice. Tonight, may the Lord help us. May he renew our mind as Romans 12 says. Because if we don't have the mind of Christ, we will think unbelievers thinking. It will be like what the world is telling us is the truth. But the scripture says, those that will reckon as the wise men of this age, those who are the people, the prudent of this world, God has hid the things that we have from all the prudent, so they cannot be our measure. That we do, who does not merit, he has opened it unto us, that it will bring redemption unto us. Tonight, may the Lord help this church, that wherever we may be, we may see that we have won the victory for us. May the Lord help us. Be on your feet.
Eradien moyam bededio. Wa mama mene ubi. Efriseto yakopono na waka. Ube shiraye. Amaya ye shira. Ube shiraye. Amaya yeshira wa kanu obeben iriwa kanu obeben iradia ka se ube shira yen ube shira yen ama Wakano ebebem iradiwa kano ebebem iradiaka se ube shirayen ube shirayen amaya ye shira. Child of God. What I'm telling you tonight is that you are not of the darkness. You are of the light. The scripture says that we are the people of this world, the light of this world. But he tells us that we should not put the light under a bushel.
But we set it on the candlestick so that it will shine unto all men. So anything that is covering light, the thing that was covering the earth, that you are not able to shine, that your light may shine unto others, we are all coming to plead to the Lord. Our prayer is, Lord, when you created the earth, darkness was covering the face of the earth, but you spoke and light came. I have come as I came out of this earth. So any works of darkness in my life, Lord, my God, may you speak to me tonight. Speak to me that any darkness may come. Speak to me that any storm that's wavering over my life, that light may come into my life. Open your mouth and plead to the Lord.
So, dear Abraham, nobody or did he in answer him, Anna? When I do a radio, did he our radio? Oh, in Yankofon. And I join your own search, Rene. And I do a radio cassa. Your cassa, am I assuming I got here? Now I hang by him. On cassa, bravo with him. Oh, I ride him away.
Paul was admonishing us on the book of Romans. Say, brethren, I beseech you in the mercies of the Lord, and I counsel you that present your bodies as a living sacrifice and holy, which is acceptable unto God. Our bodies, we have to present it as a living sacrifice, that it may give itself. That the Lord will tell us that I have accepted this sacrifice. That the thought of this world that we were
covered,
as we have come to Christ, we should have a renewing of mind. We are renewing our mind that as we think when we were in the world, but after we have come to Christ, our mind has to be renewed that our God is able to do all things. Tonight we plead to the Lord. Lord, you know what I'm going through at your time. You know the things that I need. In your wisdom, you know when to do all my needs. Tonight what I'm pleading is that, Lord, increase my faith. Let me believe you that you are faithful. If there is any doubt in my mind, your word says, anybody having a doubt can never receive anything from the Lord. So Lord, I resist any doubtfulness. I resist any doubtfulness. You who has promised me is faithful. Let me believe all your promises. And whatever that you have said has come to pass. He says that if the vision may tarry, it may tarry. Surely it shall come to pass. Because whatever that the Lord has said shall surely come to pass. Tonight we are all pleading. Lord, help our unbelief. Lord, help us that. We will see that the God that we are working with is faithful. God is faithful. You have proven that. We should let all men be like that, we may reckon you as faithful. And if you are faithful, whatever that you say is faithful. When Jesus Christ came, he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He so confirms that he is faithful. So tonight, be not afraid of anything. Plead the Lord to have mercy upon you.
Sorry.
Jesus, it is so bright, so cheer, reborn, Tiawa, say, I know, Nina, Rekasa, Kasa, Tiawa. If we saw more of us, Thank kawasem fatrenu o beye mawakuma atoye efisonu no kasa asochi edi onu no kasa ubi tumikami yenisu ni asasi tumiina yenidia onu na obeka mawakuma toye.
Amen. Ose wume edikan yetreba akon.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. He has created the earth. But the earth was without form. The earth was void.
And
the deep was covering the face of the earth. The Spirit of God was covering the face of the
earth.
And God said, let there be light. And there came a light. He has already created the earth. But the earth was without form. The earth was void. But darkness, that was covering the face of the earth. When you look at the life that you are in, the kind of step that you are taking, things is not in it. It is not in it from you can testify that darkness is covering something in your life. Darkness is covering your
wealth.
Darkness is covering the marriage. Darkness is covering the children. You have to pass through it and have the light, so that all the darkness may do
away.
But if God speaks and light came, the one that is in you, is this God? Tonight, speak and they come alive. Speak for darkness to speak so that the things that is not
in you,
speak that the dead things may receive life. Speak that the curses may return to
life.
Wherever that your name has been called, wherever that you have been found, wherever that it has been called, you can speak and change it.
That's the Bible say.
Because the Bible says, we are the children of Abraham. When you bless, God is going to bless. When we curse, God is going to curse. Whoever curses us, God is going to curse that person. So the descendant of Abraham cannot be cursed. So tonight, prophesy blessings upon yourself. Speak as a child of God. The Bible says, the earth and its fullness is of the Lord. So we being men, if we live a certain life and acquire wealth, we want to live it to the inheritance of our children. And everything that is for God, so tonight, enter into the Lord. Take whatever that belongs to you. Change out every darkness. Change out every unbelief from you. Have an encounter with the Lord. If God blessed
Abraham,
and he had an encounter with Abraham, and he did his request for
him.
If you have an encounter with the Lord, is going to grant your
request.
It doesn't matter the number of years. It doesn't matter the history that the thing is having.
Say yes,
you know.
Okata Adinara Yedi. Oh, say Yesu. Oh, kasa adinara yedi. Oh, adinara yedi. Adinara yeko. Yeshe kasa adini nara yedi o adini nara yedi adiye nara yeko se yesu yesu akafa adiye kasa maenyeye kasa maenyeye Jesus yena jenkwa kasa maenyeye yesi kasa maenyeyo kasa maenyeya Jesus yena jenkwa kasa maenyeye Erade se o kasa ebeyeya ama woma se o kasa ebesiyeye eti afe kasa maenyeyo kasa maenyeya Jesus yena jenkwa kasa maenyeye erade se o kasa ebeyeya mame se o kasa ebesimiye o kasa maenyeya kasa maenyeye Jesus yena jenkwa kasa mae
Bible say
scripture says
Abraham di nyankopon di
Abraham believed God
na o nyankopon bu saji di ne say etreme
and it was imputed unto him as righteousness
that's a one year radi and yeah
means that if you don't believe the Lord unbelief can never take you to the Lord. Many a times we think as men. We thought as men. But we need renewing of the mind. This God that we are walking with, when His presence comes, dead things receive life. When His presence comes, the one without hope receives hopes. There was the time a man at the pool of Bethsaida. He has sat beside a pool for 38 good years. Every year, when the angel comes,
he
stirs the waters. The first person to go into the water receives your healing. Because he was having no helper. He has been there for 38 good years. But there was a day coming. In the wisdom of God,
he
prepared redemption for this man. He was bringing redemption for this man. God came and spoke to him. This young man, what is your need? Oh Lord, when the angels come, stir the waters. I don't have any helper to help me, so that I'll go and dip into the water. Jesus said, today, rise up, take your mat, go to your home. When the Lord spoke, the one who was
saved,
the one who was not able to move. But when the word of God came, he was able to
move.
He took his mat, he left the pool.
It is a sign.
His leg changed. He was no longer a
lame.
He was not there needing a help.
Because
the helper of the helper. The Lord is our helper. The Lord is our helper. Tonight, let us invite
you.
As he remembered the young man at the pool of Bethesda. Oh Lord, remember me tonight. Lord, remember me tonight. Let me take every spiritual mat that has been. Every sitting that they have placed me, Lord, I rise from that sitting. I take myself from that
room.
I set myself liberty tonight. Any spiritual lame that I
lived,
when he spoke, the lame was able to walk. Any spiritual lame, any spiritual Lord, come into our midst. Open your mouth and plead to the Lord.
Corinthians 13:8 says, love is forever more. Prophecy may fail. Thanks may cease. Knowledge will be diminished. We see things in parts. We prophesy in parts. When he that which is perfect will come, there the things that is seen part in part shall be. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I think as a child, I talk as a child. When I became old, I threw away all the childhood things. And now, I see things in the mirror. And in that day, it shall be face to face. At this time, I see things in parts. And in that, things shall be seen in perfect way. What Paul is saying is that when he was a child, he thought as a child. When he grew, he renewed his mind. So, that God will cause His love to fill us. Sometimes we say that this message is the continuation of the book of Acts. Peter was able to resurrect the disciples did this. Paul did this miracle. But that church,
Because love was reigning in that
church.
If someone was in need, they knew that they are all in
need.
If someone is casting, they all meet together so that God can
release.
If God caused this love to may He give us one
heart.
May He cause us to see ourselves. If He sees ourselves in this way, if we call unto the Lord, He will hear us. So tonight, what are you pleading to the Lord is that let your love reign in our midst. Because our prophet William Branham says, if love is working in the church, if a sick person is brought before the church, we will never open our mouth. Love will raise the person out of the if you are not yet to attain this
church,
we should go continue preaching to the Lord that Lord, cause your love to reign in us. We all need the love of God. The Bible says, love, it covers all sins. Love does not seek its own. Love. Love does things for you to see that. Whether you are good or bad, He still loves you. This was the kind of love Jesus loved us from above. When we were yet not, when we were not able to redeem ourselves, when we were not able to help ourselves, Jesus came and redeemed us. Lord, let your love reign in our midst. As we are praying, I will call our brother Adeboatin. When I see where the church is standing, and I see what the Lord has said
to us,
the bigger promise God has given to us, you can see that there is a far distance
between us. Yes,
may the Lord help us that we will draw closer to Him, the Lord, that we can be able to touch the promise and show it to all men. The one who gave the
promise,
He is faithful.
My
this is my testimony.
Where my dad
this is my testimony. That my God, when He made a promise, He fulfilled
it.
So I am coming to show my testimony. That God said it. It has come to pass. God made a promise. It has been fulfilled. So tonight, may the Lord help us. Open your mouth and plead to the Lord. Wherever that you are, plead to the Lord that God, only faith that can cause us to have grace before you. Abraham believed you. And you accounted it for him as righteous. Bible says that we have faith and love and hope. Lord, may you help us tonight that love may overshadow all things. Open your mouth and pray as our brother is coming to pray.
Oye
adie ye.
Oye adie
ye. Oye arisa.
Oye arisa fu. Na. Oye no ye. Oye adie ye. Oye paibo tie. Jesus, your friend. Jesus, your friend.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. And you may be a tree and wash here, a ruddy moon, right? A bumpy and so, they ruddy every one, Master. And let them on Saturday to me, no. And this I am so many after my
brother,
a ruddy yes of Christ with him,
man.
Yeah, I am a poor and you know, I have born him, yo, baby, I am a ruddy yes of Christ with him,
man.
On a puff for a papa, yes. A brand as a so as a Katakani, who never soon put us on. No, my dear, a sumumum.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my dear, what's our cinema?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Where am I going to go? Who to me, I didn't know. Let us tell you what our cinema is. Let's go to 20. Who can say, I am right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, yes. I feel for the
Lord.
And remember the brain that said that you know,
oh,
the other children are more woo. The other children are more in the other children are a dem. The other how at the team of brain. Nelson Raddy, oh my, and such a to me.
Amen.
The customer papa is such a body.
Amen.
And then they your dumb number, Raddy, you
repeat. Amen.
Your dumb number, you repeat.
Amen.
Your dumb number, you repeat.
Amen.
Your dumb number, you repeat.
Amen.
Your dumb number, you repeat.
Amen.
Everybody, yes, Christ.
Amen.
Yes, you're Shamano. Everybody, man, Pano. Everybody, yes, Christ.
Amen.
Your papa is one, and you'll be done a soul. Yeah, I'll keep it down a soul. Yeah, Baba, you'll be done a soul. Everybody, yes, Christ.
Amen.
Amen. All right, yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yet you are crying in the pavilion in our shawls.
Yes, Lord.
We are doing and cooking.
Amen.
Everybody, so no prayer and dear.
Oh, Lord.
Our soul don't know about right here, crying for you.
Yes.
Yes. And dear, I am the town we have problem.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah, Kayo.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, Kayo. Kaviano.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody, Papa is my own son here to me.
Amen.
No more old Donald. Everybody, I say,
Amen.
And the cheer.
Amen.
Everybody, yes, Christ for you.
Amen.
And who any dumb. Everybody saw the sea, my dear. You need a home secure.
Amen.
Saw the sea, my dear. Everybody ain't care who's the money.
Amen.
Saw the sea, my dear. Everybody ain't sure your home.
Everybody
ain't your money.
Amen.
Everybody been out of home. Well, first of all, I found many a sentiment. And we're from some sort of show. We're
home.
That's all I owe. Don't you go home?
Hallelujah.
Everybody saw the senior. You bet your mayor home. Saw the senior. You bet your mayor home. Saw the senior. You bet your mayor home. Saw the senior. You bet your own self.
Amen.
All right, my uncle Pong. Why am I in your one bay?
Amen.
We are mobile. Yes, Lord. We are mobile. Yes, Lord. We are mobile. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes,
Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yemma more consumed than your sons.
Amen.
A radi papa, I will be any more. Who shall be any more? A cow who Christmas. The cow who Christmas are calling him pimping. Everybody said, give your own beer. I have to be ready. You offer him.
Amen.
Here I offer him.
Here
I offer him.
Here
I offer him.
Amen.
Everybody, yes, to Christmas.
Yes, Lord.
A radi, appeal for someone, sir.
Amen.
Satan, Obanimo, no about poor. So about our one market. Everybody to me be your father. I didn't see my abo, my home, a pony ya. May bomb by a dead rather than my hand to a bomb. Never
then,
everybody yes to Christodim. Who may be a cow was a one more for him. Everybody yes to Christodim. Who may pay for the pony ya home and let's see a set at the
end.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What for?
Or calling this, or calling my son,
Monsieur
God, I'm power.
Amen.
Everybody, yes, to Christ.
Amen.
You're right. Can I only say,
yes, Lord.
Oh, I'll tell you so.
Amen.
Yes, so the embryo wants to see what I'm talking about.
Oh, Lord.
The anchor at the end,
amen.
Then everybody, yes, to Christ with him. Yet I was it, so it's in why am I? Christ, yes, with him. What don't you? Amen.